This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello there, Editor-in-Chiefs. I'm Stephanie Flaxman, and you are listening to Editor-in-Chief, the weekly audio broadcast that delivers the art of writing updated for the digital age to help you become a stronger media producer. On today's episode, I have a guest. Her name is Annie Mays, and she is the education director of a company called Road Trip Nation. She is also the co-author of a new book that was just released last month in April 2015. It is called Roadmap, the Get It Together Guide for Figuring Out What to Do with Your Life. So I wanted to have Annie on the show to talk about the idea of, okay, once you decide that you want to intentionally create a meaningful life for yourself, how do you make that happen? What do you do next? So here is my conversation with Annie Mays. Hey, Annie, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome, Stephanie. Nice to talk to you.
I'm so excited we get to talk, and I'm so excited that we get to record it for other people to hear, because I really wanted to hear about the new book that Road Trip Nation just released. Just last week, it was April 7th was the release date?
Yeah, last Tuesday.
Very cool. This will be published a little bit later, but still new, still in the honeymoon phase of the book release into the world. So yeah, there's so much cool stuff. I think I know about the book, but I'm going to not assume anything and just ask you questions. But if we could start with giving a little background about what Road Trip Nation does, how it got started, and then your involvement in the company and your role.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of a relatively long story, but pretty easy story to hopefully follow. So Road Trip Nation has actually been around for quite a while. We are now in our 11th season on public television. So we are a recurring documentary series that's all about sending young people out onto the road in giant green motorhomes to go ask questions of people who have figured out what to do with their lives or who are in the process of figuring it out. And the way in which that kind of all started was our three founders, Mike, Nate, and Brian, when they graduated from college in 2001, so it's been around for a while. When they graduated, they had just gone through 20 years of schooling, and they were still asking themselves those questions. You know, I've graduated, but I don't know what I want to do. And how do we figure it out? How have other people figured it out? And so their solution at the time was to hit the road in a motorhome and go across the country. They spent about 3 months prior to that road trip just cold calling people they thought were cool and interesting and had really interesting jobs. And that ranged from anyone from a lobster fisherman off the coast of Maine to the CEO of Starbucks actually was on that first interview as well. And it was just kind of three normal guys who just embarked on this journey with a very, very honest intention just to talk to people about how they got to where they are today. And so on that first road trip, they met an editor from Forbes magazine, and they did a tiny little blurb on them in Forbes, which then led to a book deal with Random House. And so they actually came out with their first book in 2003. And that kind of spurred the documentary series, which has been recurring now for the last 11 years. So that is a very short version of kind of how the mission and the ethos of Road Trip Nation came into be. And in those last 14 years, we've actually spent the last 5 years diving into the education space. So we saw the impact of these road trips and what the impact of these road trips were having on young people. And we really started thinking, you know, students are indicating just in all these various studies, the Gates Foundation Silent Epidemic Report in 2008, basically said the reason that students are dropping out of high school is their lack of engagement. And we already kind of had this program and this model that was keeping young people really engaged. So how could we replicate that and bring that into the classroom to a younger group of students who haven't yet made those decisions about where they're going to go to college or what they're going to major in or what career technical institution they might go to after high school. So we wanted to try and hit people just with this dose of inspiration prior to them having to make those big decisions. So the last 5 years, we have developed a curriculum based entirely on the interviews from the series on public television. And we've reached about 140,000 students nationwide. So it's been really, really fun and really exciting. And my role within all of this is I head up our education effort. So making sure that our curriculum looks and feels as Road Trip Nation does to our general audience, and that it's something fun that the students are engaged in the classroom. So that is my role here at the organization. But then I'm also one of the co-authors for Roadmap. The full title is Roadmap, the Get It Together Guide for Figuring Out What to Do with Your Life. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
You got a lot going on. I love the evolution of just one task or one thing or one idea. And then, you know, one thing leads to another. And because you guys are all over the place now. I mean, you have one core mission, and then you're able to implement it in so many different ways to reach so many different types of people. So there was a tweet that you guys sent out. I think it's a quote from the book. And I just really liked it because it was short and it summed up, I think, a lot of, I'd say the, not your mission, but just sort of your idea of what you want people to, you know, realize through the work that you're doing. And so the quote is, fulfilling work is built on who you are and what you love.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that, I mean, it's interesting that, I guess we pulled that out if you saw it in a tweet, but that is essentially the thesis of our book. And the cool thing about the book and just the mission of Road Trip is that everything we have done and continue to do is all about promoting this idea of putting your interests first and building a life around your interests. And you're right, we've been able to manifest that in a few different ways. And when you were talking about that, I was just thinking, yeah, gosh, it is interesting, but I think it just stems from it being a very common experience for people that people don't often talk about, that they were maybe lost at one time, or they didn't know how to make a big decision, or they felt stuck, or they felt confused. And I think when you think of people who are quote unquote successful, you don't imagine them in that place. And so if you're kind of standing at the beginning of that process, it can feel super overwhelming. And so I think that whether it's the curriculum or television series or now this book, I think it's all about giving people the tools to help them feel a little bit more comfortable with that trepidation or that uncertainty.
Very cool. Because I mean, it's bringing to the surface things that people sort of hide, or the things that you don't really hear about that are common experiences that everyone has to go through, you know, while people are figuring out. And just people of all ages, too. I mean, if you're targeting, say, millennials, it's not necessarily just that age group. I mean, you could want to, you know, reinvent yourself, or, you know, people's lives take so many different turns. And so I don't even think it's a matter of age. I think it's more of a just, you know, things that happen in life and times that you evaluate what you need to do next, and knowing that there are other people out there that were just in the same exact position as you, and you're not going through something completely unique or out of the ordinary, and then learning from those people who have overcome that.
Yeah, exactly. And in the book too, kind of along the same lines with that thesis, is just this process that we try and outline as simplistically as possible. And the book is actually divided up into three different sections. Section one is let go. Then we have define and become. So let go, define, become. And we try and set that up. I mean, the book is definitely geared for a millennial audience. But just like you said, I mean, we want to teach this process, that this is something that it's not like a flash in the pan. Here's a program for you to figure out what your next job is or what your first job is going to be. I mean, this process should be something that you should and could refer back to at any inflection point in your life.
And how did the book actually, I know the first book was 2003, I think you said. How did the need for this book, or why was this book the avenue you wanted to go in, and how, what exactly is the content? What was the writing process like for that? So I guess I'm asking you a few different things at once.
But. No, it's good because it kind of, the writing process evolved just from us really thinking about, you know, we've been doing this for 14 years, and it's one thing, like the first book was more about showcasing some of the interviews that we had been on and the people that we had talked to. And it was more about the people that we talked to. And I think we've just been able to build this wealth of knowledge just in our, through our interview archive, of people who are living a life around their interests. And so I think all of us felt like it was kind of time for us to take a stand on that and say, yes, you know, like we believe it is possible to build a life around your interests. And here are thousands of people who have done it, and here's what we've learned from them. So this book has taken a turn from our previous, even our curriculum that's very kind of leader, we call the people we interview leaders, very leader focused, to now this is more of us explaining what we feel the process to is to be, to find something that you really love to do with your life, and then kind of take a stand on how to go about doing that and the lessons that we know to be true, you know? So in terms of, to answer the second part, the writing process, I mean, this was a book, there were five of us who were kind of the core team for the book, but really this book was a massive, massive effort by every single person who has ever touched Road Trip Nation. You know, I mean, we tapped into not only the leaders, but to people who have worked with the organization, past roadies, past road trippers, and then our staff, to really kind of drill down into what we feel are the most important things.
It's cool because, I mean, it's such a collaboration, but, and I don't, I was thinking, there's no kind of, I don't like the word normal, but I want to say it was, you know, it's a collaboration from, quote, normal people who have gained all this experience. I guess in opposite to normal, what I was really thinking is, you know, someone who is an, you know, professional writer, not that you're not professional, but, you know, just an author who is like getting a book deal to do this, or, you know, this is from just people who are trying to figure it out rather than, you know, a media darling who like goes around and,
totally,
you know, do you know what I mean? I'm so sorry. I didn't want to like, I didn't know how to get around using the word normal.
No. And you know what though? I mean, that's kind of like our brand, you know, that's the brand that we want to put out into the world, that this is a very common experience. We want everything that we do, from the book to the series to the curriculum to our content, to really kind of feel like it's leveling the playing field, that it is quote unquote normal people who are all struggling to figure it out. No one has it all figured out. And we firmly believe that, but people don't often talk about that or somehow kind of forget the process that they got or that they went through to get to where they are. And so we just wanted it to be, we want everything that we do to feel very authentic, and it's coming from a real place. I mean, I think anyone who has ever stepped foot into the doors of our offices or have seen our content have felt that kind of real, genuine yearning for help and guidance, you know, and I think that that's something that people relate to.
Yeah, the exploration comes from everyday, quote, normal people figuring out, and not, you know, you didn't really have an agenda other than exposing this, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I love about what you guys at Road Trip Nation are doing, and also just the concept of being yourself for a living. I mean, that's what you are extracting from all these interviews and all this guidance and kind of the guidebook that you've outlined within the text.
Exactly.
You know, that's what you're trying to, you know, let people spread this awareness that it's possible. You don't, you know, there's not one way of doing things. You can, you know, make it work for you. And
oh, there's no formula. You know, what works for one person might not work for another person, and that's okay. And I think that that's something really important too. And the, one of the kind of stakes in the ground that we put in the ground was that there is something called the invisible assembly line, you know, that there's a lot of comfort in doing things just like the person before you or like everyone else. And that's not the reality in terms of like people who have really followed their heart and kind of let their interest be their guide. That hasn't been their reality. They had to step off that assembly line. And I think that's one of the clear early stakes that we put in the ground at the very beginning of the book, is that you do need to be brave and you have to take a little bit of risk and follow what you deem to be most important versus what everybody else says or does or is encouraging you to do. You know, there's a difference between helpful and meaningful advice versus just what we call the noise.
Right. And I just love the title roadmap. I think it's summing up everything that I was trying to formulate in my head. I'm like, okay, so once you decide you're not happy doing the status quo and you're not happy, you know, just following in the footsteps before you, that's one big leap you have to make. And that takes a lot of courage. But then it's like, what do you do now? How do you actually figure it out? You know, you don't want to do one thing, but you know, what's the next step? What do you do? And that's where roadmap comes in.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you like the title because it was a very painstaking process to figure out what the title should be. Because there's that argument of like, well, does a roadmap mean that people think that they're going to get this and automatically have it figured out? Is that what it means? So I'm glad that it speaks to you at least a little bit because it was, in terms of the writing process, probably the hardest part.
Oh yeah. Headlines, title. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, and it's your baby, so you want to make sure it just accurately represents what you're putting out into the world. But no, I think it stood out as you make a decision to do something that you know is going to be fulfilling and make you happy, but you need some guidance of how to actually make that work, and you need to constantly keep your spirits up and be inspired, but in a practical way,
where you can
actually implement things that push you forward, and you're going towards that fulfilling work, even if, you know, you might have to take detours for practical reasons or whatever. So if there were so many collaborators, writers actually working with the content, what sort of writing or editing lessons did you learn as the content evolved and how it shaped up to be the actual final product?
Yeah, it's interesting because I learned, I mean, this process was a very unique process. And I think it's in some ways kind of a silly process that ended up getting us to where we wanted to be. But this book was entirely written in a Google Doc. And and it was five people collaborating and taking different spins and stances on different sentences. I mean, literally each word in this book, five people had an opinion on it. And and so I don't recommend that necessarily, but what I did learn from that is how important it is for something like this to have as many perspectives as possible offering contributions, because I mean, there were many times when we looked beyond just the scope of the five writers and talked to the staff, talked to past people who had interactions with Road Trip to really get their feedback and opinions, because we wanted this to be representative of as many different perspectives and inflection points as we could think relevant, you know? And so that was part of it. In terms of just the editing, I think it was so important for us to keep it simple in our message. And the message was and is let go, define, become. And if we couldn't map back to those three simple words in terms of like what the chapters were and what was in each chapter, then we would put it on the floor, you know? And so that really was helpful in us staying true not only to our mission, but it was such a clear and concise mission statement and a practicum for what we wanted people to experience as they were going through the book.
Oh, I like that a lot. Yeah, I mean, in terms of editing too, you know, as you're going through it and refining it, you have to think, okay, does this serve, you know, our ultimate goal? And then if not, you cut it.
Totally. And there were some things that like, it was such a struggle to cut them because we felt so attached to them. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, if the reader was not going to have a clear outcome, you know, of getting through this book and mm-hmm. understanding the process, then we had to cut it. And so it was definitely, the best conversations and the hardest conversations, I think, amongst us came at that point, you know, like in that phase, not the fine editing phase, but the phase where we had to make major decisions.
Mm-hmm. Where you have to, you know, really take a step back from you and put the reader first and decide, you know, you really like the content for, you know, whatever reason. And it could be valuable. You know, one of the things that is hard is sometimes you have to cut content that is really valuable, but it doesn't serve what the immediate reader's needs are.
Exactly. And if someone could not define the process of like, oh, define, become after getting through this book, then we would have failed, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that we stayed pretty true to those three components in each chapter that we wrote.
Awesome. So the book is available now. And can you let everyone know where you can find the book, where you could buy the book, and also where you can find out more about Road Trip Nation?
Yes. So you can actually find out more about Road Trip Nation at roadtripnation.com/about. So that's the easiest way to find out about Road Trip Nation. But then to find more information about the book itself, the URL for the book is theonlybookyouneed.com, which we all thought was great. And
was that from the publisher or was that your doing?
That was our doing, yes. Cool. And then as far as where you can purchase the book at any independent bookstore, any Barnes & Noble, so major bookstores, book retailers. Amazon is another great place, Urban Outfitters. So there's a variety of places that somebody could go to find Roadmap.
And who is the publisher? I said the publisher, but...
Oh, yeah, Chronicle Books.
Chronicle Books.
Yep, Chronicle in San Francisco. Yep.
Did you work with editors on their team too? Did you have a back and forth, or was it a lot internal that you did?
We did. We worked with editors and designers on their team. The majority, I mean, we were responsible for the majority of all of it, but their editors and their designers were so instrumental in just keeping us kind of adhered to the mission that we set out to do. And I don't think we could thank either of those teams on their end enough. I mean, the design, when you hold the book in your hands, we're so proud of it because we didn't want it to feel like a textbook. We wanted, one of the things we wanted was that you could be in a coffee shop and hold it and not be embarrassed that you were reading kind of a self-help book. So we wanted it to pass that test. And when you look at it, I mean, there's this bright orange roadmap. It says roadmap in this really cool neon orange. And so it definitely sticks out. And that's what we want. You know, we want someone to feel like this is a different approach to figuring out what you want to do with your life. And I think Chronicle was super instrumental in getting us to that place with the final product.
I'm so excited for you guys. Oh, this is such a good work and it helps so many people. So I'm so glad that it's out there for people to consume.
Yeah, we are very, very excited. It has been 2.5 years in the work. So we are very happy it is now in this stage of the process.
Well, thank you for sharing with me today, Annie. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Stephanie.
If fulfilling work is built on who you are and what you love, and you want to create that world online, you could possibly build it on the Rainmaker platform. Editor-in-Chief is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm/platform. That is all for today. I hope you'll join me next week. And in the meantime, if you'd like to hop on over to iTunes and leave a rating or a review, I would appreciate it. So thank you very much for that. I'm Stephanie Flaxman. Thank you for listening to Editor-in-Chief. Now, go become one.